Chapter 5. Signs, pavement markings and signals. Traffic signs. A traffic sign's shape gives you a clue as to its meaning and purpose. Learn to recognize these 9 basic shapes and what they mean. Route markers. Federal, state, and county road systems. Traffic sign colors. A traffic sign's color also carries meaning. Knowing the colors of basic traffic signs will make you a more informed driver. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs tell you about specific laws. These signs regulate the speed and movement of traffic. They are usually rectangular and have a color pattern of white and black, red, white and black, or red and white. Pavement markings. Pavement markings are white or yellow, and warn, regulate and inform drivers. White lines. White lines separate traffic lanes moving in the same direction. Broken white lines. On roads that have more than one lane moving in one direction, broken white lines separate traffic lanes. Do not straddle the broken white lines or cross the double yellow line. Solid white lines. Solid white lines mark the right edge of the road. Often called fog lines, these lines help you stay on the road at night or in bad weather. It is illegal to cross solid white lines when passing. Solid white lines also are used to separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Do not cross a solid white line. These white lines may designate sharp curves, freeway acceleration and deceleration lanes, and other parts of the road where lane changes are considered dangerous. Lines to help separate and protect. Traffic conditions can be quite diverse. Buses and trucks have specific speed limit restrictions, mopeds and bicycles have restraints as to which roads they may use, and allowances must be made for pedestrians in all cases. Certain line markings have the job of ensuring that vehicles, bicycles and pedestrians share the road safely. Crosswalk lines. Solid white lines mark many pedestrian crosswalks. They are painted all the way across the pavement. Crosswalks are also indicated by white stripes placed on the road in the direction of traffic. Crosswalks are placed at intersections and sometimes between intersections. Stop your vehicle behind the crosswalk line. Double solid white lines. A double solid white line is used to show a travel path where driving in the same direction is permitted on both sides of the line but crossing the line is prohibited. Stop lines. Stop lines are wide white lines painted across a traffic lane that mark where you must stop your vehicle at intersections. This keeps the vehicle out of the way of pedestrians and cross traffic. If there are no stop lines or crosswalks, stop the vehicle before entering the intersection. Whether or not there is a stop line, make sure you are able to see traffic from all directions before proceeding. Directional arrows. Directional arrows are wide white arrows painted down the center of the traffic lane. For example, in Figure 5.5, only right turns are permitted in the lane farthest to the right. The lane next to it permits either right turns or straight travel through the intersection. It is illegal to make a right turn from the remaining 2 lanes. Always check for traffic and pedestrians before proceeding or completing your turn. Yellow lines. Yellow lines separate traffic lanes moving in opposite directions. They include solid, broken and center lane lines. Broken yellow lines. A single broken yellow line usually marks the center line of a two-way roadway where a vehicle may pass if it is safe to do so. Bicycle lanes. A bicycle lane is labeled with special pavement markings and signs and is reserved exclusively for bicyclists. It is illegal to use a bicycle lane for driving, passing, making right turns, parking, or as a pullover to wait for someone or make a delivery. Charros. Charros are markings that alert drivers and bicyclists about proper lane positioning and traffic flow to ensure the safety of road users. When you see a charro, watch for bicyclists and make sure to give them the space, courtesy and respect they deserve as legal road users. Solid yellow lines. If a solid yellow line is on your side of the center line, do not cross it to pass. On a 4-lane divided roadway or a 1-way road, A solid yellow line usually marks the left edge of the pavement. A double solid yellow line down the middle of a two-lane roadway means that passing is not allowed for vehicles traveling in either direction. Left turn only center lane. A left turn only center lane helps traffic flow more smoothly by providing a designated lane for left turns. Each outside edge of the left turn only center lane is marked with a solid yellow line with broken yellow lines on the inside edges. See Figure 5.7. Yield lines. Yield lines are typically found at roundabout intersections and mid-block crosswalks to help regulate the flow of traffic. When yielding to traffic or pedestrians, make sure to stop behind the yield lines. There are two types of yield lines. White triangular symbols. White triangles painted across a traffic lane indicate you should be ready to stop and yield to pedestrians. Dashed white lines. Dashed white lines painted across a traffic lane in a roundabout indicate that you should yield to traffic. Traffic signals. Traffic signals regulate the flow of traffic. It is illegal to drive across public or private property, such as a store parking lot, to avoid a traffic control device. Combinations of traffic signals, signs, pavement markings, and other traffic control devices can be found at intersections and railroad crossings, in school zones, and at highway construction and maintenance operations. Red light means stop. It is at the top of a traffic signal in Michigan. Stop your vehicle behind the crosswalk or stop line. Yellow light means the signal is about to turn red. You are required to stop on a yellow light. If you cannot stop safely, do not speed up but drive cautiously through the intersection. Green light means proceed cautiously after checking for pedestrians and vehicles. If a traffic signal is not working, and there are no law enforcement officers or other traffic signal devices present to control the flow of traffic, come to a complete stop and yield to vehicles already at the intersection. Yield to vehicles in your right if you both reach the intersection at the same time. The five-section head signal. The five-section head signal or doghouse signal controls left or right turns at intersections. This type of signal has red, green, and yellow lights along with a yellow and a green turn arrow. When the green arrow is lit, turning drivers have a protected turn, meaning all oncoming or conflicting traffic is stopped. When the green light is lit, you may complete your turn when oncoming traffic has cleared. When either the yellow light or yellow arrow is lit, the signal is about to change to red and you must stop if you haven't already entered the intersection or can't safely stop. If you have already entered the intersection, complete your turn with caution after making sure traffic is clear. When the red light is activated, you must come to a complete stop. Check for cross traffic and pedestrians before proceeding when the light turns green or when turning right on red. Flashing red light. A flashing red light means come to a full stop. Proceed when the road is clear. Flashing yellow light. A flashing yellow light means proceed carefully through the intersection. Scan across traffic in both directions. Steady green arrow. A steady green arrow means that traffic coming toward you is stopped and you may proceed with caution in the direction of the arrow. Yield the right of way to pedestrians in the intersection. Flashing yellow arrow left turn signal head. Research from the Federal Highway Administration shows that by reconfiguring the signal arrows used for left turns, traffic moves more efficiently through intersections and the chances for crashes are reduced. The flashing yellow arrow left turn signal head uses four separate lenses to manage traffic. A solid red arrow means you must stop. You cannot turn until the signal changes. A solid yellow arrow warns you that the left turn signal is about to change to red. If you are approaching the intersection, you must stop. However, if you are already within the intersection and there is no conflicting traffic present, you may complete your left turn. A flashing yellow arrow allows you to turn left when the oncoming traffic, which has a green light, is clear. Be sure that there is an adequate gap in the traffic and that there are no pedestrians or bicyclists crossing before making your turn. A solid green arrow indicates that oncoming traffic is stopped and you may turn left. Proceed with caution, always checking for and yielding to people in the crosswalk. At intersections with vehicle detection cameras or in pavement sensors, This sequence may be skipped if there are no left-turning vehicles present. Pedestrian signals. Pedestrian signals are used to control the movement of people at specific crossing points along the road or at an intersection. Some pedestrian signals may have audible or visual countdowns indicating how much time is left before the signal changes. The white symbol of a walking person or the word walk indicate that traffic must yield and pedestrians may cross. The signal will begin flashing when the time to cross safely is nearing its end. Any pedestrians in the crosswalk at that time should complete their crossing. The words "don't walk" or the red upraised hand means "do not cross the roadway." If you are a driver, always yield to pedestrians. Pedestrian hybrid beacon. A pedestrian hybrid beacon is a crossing device that alerts drivers to the presence of pedestrians. There are 6 steps to the signal sequence.